Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The problems which this country is facing are just about insurmountable, and it appears like we have never reached a time where we had bigger problems to cope with than now. You are probably very much aware of what is going on, but just to briefly summarize at the beginning, let me just read to you from an article which was published by the Washington Examiner, which stated on June 22, "The Obama administration has a lot of fights on its hands. Putting aside real wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, there's a battle against leaking oil in the Gulf, the struggle against 9.7% unemployment across the country, clashes over the president's agenda on Capitol Hill. Despite all that, the White House has found time to issue a new declaration of war, this time against an unlikely enemy, the state of Arizona. The Justice Department is preparing to sue Arizona over its new immigration law." But you see, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many problems, man-made, and perhaps not even man-made, which we are facing. Here's another article by Reuters, dated June 23. Sales of new homes dropped a record 32.7% in May to the lowest level in at least four decades, adding to worries of a slowing economic recovery. And I might ask the question, what economic recovery? I don't see any, do you? Here's an article by ABC News reporting on June 23 about another debacle regarding the oil spill. It says oil from the BP oil spill disaster is spewing again into the Gulf of Mexico at nearly full force after a venting system was damaged in an accident with a robot submarine. It goes on to say the current worst case estimate of what's spewing into the Gulf is about 2.5 million gallons a day. Anywhere from 67 million to 127 million gallons have spilled since the April 20 explosion on the deepwater horizon. And there is no solution in sight. None whatsoever. Here's an article by USA Today, dated June 23. Throw in the uneven government response to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, the uncertainty of the military effort in Afghanistan, and now, of course, with the recent firing of the U.S. top general, which, by the way, Germany and NATO and Afghanistan highly criticized Mr. Obama about. It goes on to say, and a rising fear about government indebtedness, and the Democrats could be facing a political apocalypse far larger than the one Reagan suffered in 1982. But the question I have, would that then solve the problems? Would a change in government give us all the peace and tranquility and prosperity which we so looking for? Well, don't be too sure. We thought the most recent change in government would have done that. It most certainly hasn't. Here's an article by the Associated Press, dated June 22. It says Obama signed a hate crime bill into law, expanded benefits for partners of State Department employees, ended the ban on HIV-positive persons from visiting the United States. He referenced families with two fathers in his Father's Day proclamation last week, and he devoted 38 words of his State of the Union address to repeating "Don't ask, don't tell," the ban on gays serving openly in the military. But that is not coming fast enough. And so people, specifically the gay community, is now being upset and threatening that they're not going to vote for Mr. Obama again. But on top of that, listen to this statement. A Gallup poll last month found 70% of Americans favor allowing gays and lesbians to serve openly in the military. And then it goes on to say that same poll, however, included a reminder, 53% opposed legalizing gay marriage. But the way I read that, almost half do advocate it. Does this give us a clue as to why we are facing the problem in our nation today? Could there be a connection? Here's an article by Investors Business Daily, dated June 21. American democracy is being dismantled, piece by piece, before our very eyes, by the current administration in Washington, and few people seem to be concerned about it. The president's poll numbers are going down because increasing numbers of people disagree with particular policies of his, but the damage being done to the fundamental structure of this nation goes far beyond particular counterproductive policies. And then he points out that in times of crises, democracies will look at totalitarian measures. Is that something we are experiencing today? And the question is why? Well, I can listen to political analysts and commentators, and they point out all the problems. but none of whom is pointing out any solution. There is a solution to our problem, but a solution most people are not willing to even consider, let alone applying it in their lives. I'm talking about the fact that this nation as a whole, you and I, all of us, have been turning to an extent our backs on God. The true God of the Bible, I'm not talking about any other God, I'm talking about the true God of the Bible who is telling us how to live. He is telling us to love him by keeping his commandments, all of them. The Ten Commandments, the statutes, the judgments. How many of those political and even religious commentators who are telling us about our problems are telling us also that we have to turn back to God, who tells us, for instance, not to worship him in vain, not to worship him by keeping Sunday, the day dedicated to a sun god, by worshiping him in keeping Christmas, the day which has nothing to do whatsoever with the day of the birth of Jesus Christ. It has everything to do with the worship of a sun god, by doing away with the holy and righteous Sabbath, by doing away with God's annual holy days, by not going to war, because Christ says, whoever takes a sword shall perish by it. We as a nation are still so stiff-necked that we think we can go to war and fight our wars overseas. And God says, you will perish by the sword you are taking. And the list is ongoing. Are we seeing the problems and are we seeing the solutions? Yes, we might be seeing them. We are unwilling to live by them. We think our American way is such that we can do it how we ever have done it and always have done it. And it will bring about peace and tranquility and prosperity. It is not going to. Jesus Christ tells you, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Are we about perishing because we are unwilling to listen to God, to listen to the word of his Bible? Most of you are not willing to listen. Most of you are not willing to even consider that you need to turn back to God and to do what he tells you to do. And that's why we are having the problems. And I'm telling you right now, with the authority of Jesus Christ, these problems will increase and they will get worse. Unless we repent, there's not much hope we as a nation will do. You individually can. I challenge you to do it. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.